Hello, welcome to the last airing, last showing, final show of Something Brewing with me, Terry Fine, and my lovely, amazing.
Keep going. Drop blank.
All of these words. No, all of these words started coming in. It's like filled with awareness,
amazing.
Energetic healer. Amazing hypnotherapy, all of these things started coming in. But, you know, here's my fabulous co-host, Tracy Mahan. So, Trace,
beautiful tape.
Oh, wait, no, I forgot, beautiful, gorgeous, all of that stuff.
Oh, so it's our last show, you guys. So thank you for being here for our last show, at least our last show of Something Brewing.
Yes. You are not getting rid of us. We are around. There will just be in different ways. So.
Exactly. Sorry, I'm sipping my coffee. And hello, Debbie. Hello, Kelly. And we've got a couple of people, Bobby, over in the chat room. That's Cap Media 2 over on Facebook. Come on over, join us, chat. Let us know you are there, and let's celebrate in the chat room. Kathy, hi, Kathy. And then, Sherry, go ahead and tell them about Blog Talk Chat.
Well, I welcome all of you who are joining us at the Blog Talk Chat. I did give you the information of how to keep in touch with us. You can go to mine or Tracy's websites. I posted those there, or our pages, and I posted those. And if you'd like to join us on Cat Media 2 on Facebook, you can do that too. And I mean, like I said, this is the last show, but you are not done with us. We are not finished. We're still around. No. So, and you know, gosh, the support all of you have given us over the many years now has been fabulous, and I want to thank you for that. But in the meantime, I'm going to give them a little more information, okay, Trace?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yes, we will be taking your calls at the half hour, or maybe, who knows, sooner. And the number is 646-668-8389. Call in, press the number 1 so that we know you do have a question, and limit yourself to one specific question. And, of course, we're going to ask who you are and where you're from, because we love knowing that information, too. So, anyway.
We want to know. So I had a weird thing happen the other day. I had somebody message me on my Facebook page, that is my business page, and say, do you still do readings?
Oh, my.
Huh. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that to be amusing, but maybe that, and you know, then I had somebody last week write me and say, I didn't know you did QHHT sessions. So I'm thinking maybe on this last show, Cherry, you and I need to tell people what we do, because maybe that's getting overlooked with all the other fun conversations we have. So Cherry, what do you do?
Well, right now I put a cup of coffee in the microwave so that I could heat it up because it's really cold. That's what I'm doing. Oh, that's what I'm doing. What do I do? Oh, my gosh. I'm a conscious channel. That means I have a consciousness of love that comes in and assists each and every person that I work with in a way that supports them in their highest best good. I do sessions that... Oh, it works with health, finances, relationships, career, business. You know, I tap in, I find emotional blocks that keep you from actually being able to create the life you want to create. Many people don't realize that there is life experiences that are blocked down in the body that actually are creating in the background of the mind. And people will say, well, that ended years ago. No, it didn't. And it's still creating your life today. I've got retreats coming up in Mount Shasta starting this spring and going all the way through the fall with amazing co-facilitators. I will be doing another retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii next year. I will be doing various events, but, you know, for me, it's about empowering people. I'm not here to tell you your future. I'm here to help you create your future and to bring you information in that allows you to do just that, to tap at a level of energy that clears you at a cellular level. Notice that there was just a little bit of hesitation, and that is only because some of those that were receiving this information had energy blocks or filters. Many people are not aware of this, and we go in and assist them with it to bring back the love in the life, to bring back the joy in the life, to bring back the ability of living to the highest and fullest potentials of each being. We're here to assist you in creating your dreams and understanding that you deserve each and every one of those. And then I author and other stuff, teach classes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And other stuff. And it's fun to read Cherie's books after hearing her channel, because when you read the book, you will hear her voice in your head. It's an amazing
experience. Well, you know what's
interesting
about the book, Tracy, is it is completely channeled and the energy will touch each and every person differently. It looks like it's going to be a super duper easy reader and people will go, oh my God, I opened it up and I couldn't move past the sentence, or all of a sudden there was an emotional release. One person fell into a meditation, and then there is a recording of the book, and my group I read the book, and so you do have the energy of the voice in there too. But it's all about the energy, all about that, and how it is to assist you. Oh, but thank you for bringing that up. I didn't even think to mention that. Now,
well, you know, it's fun to talk about our unique little qualities that make us stand out in the crowd, and that's one of them is this energy that comes off of Cherie or is around Cherie or however you want to envision that when you are getting a reading or when you are reading something that she authored or any of that. It's an amazing energy, and we welcome that energy because it feels good. So,
You know, and the thing about it is there's many people that I've worked with as the session ended. And again, healing of any sort takes place within the person. They're doing it. And so it's a frequency that I hold that assists them in this. But I've had more than one person go, oh, my gosh, I've had this pain in my body since, and it's completely gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's one of the things about connecting with energy that vibrates at a very high level. You resonate to it. It raises your frequency, and then information comes that allows you to let go of whatever the pain was.
Amen to that.
Yes.
All right.
Now we'll quit talking about all about me, even though I do know at times it's all about me. And let's let it be all about Tracy.
And take a minute to let it be all about me. So
yes.
I do a variety of things. And one of the biggest things I do is I do the hypnosis and the QHHT. QHHT is quantum healing hypnosis therapy. And usually one of those sessions takes about 3 hours to do. They are done in person. Regular hypnosis sessions I can do over the internet through a video connection. I use Zoom for that. Zoom allows me to record it, and then I can send you a copy of that. Very effective, and nobody has to drive afterwards, which makes me happy, because sometimes when we go into hypnosis, we're still not fully grounded when we come out, as even if I'm trying to ground you or have you drink water and everything else to get you grounded. Your mind's still on some of the things, you know, depending on what we did. So it is nice to do the virtual sessions, although I do love seeing you guys in person as well. I do have an office that is being constructed right now. It should hopefully, crossing fingers, everybody's agreeing with me, done in June, so we can open and start doing the in-person sessions in the office. So hypnosis, that is, I do all kinds of things, past life regressions, anxiety, stop smoking, weight loss, all of those. I mean, if there's something going on, I can probably come up with a hypnosis script for you. So that's one of the things. So a session is different than doing, I do also hypnosis recordings catered to you, which is, it takes the session out. You would just tell me, hey, I need hypnosis around relaxation. And this is where I'm having trouble not relaxing when I'm in this scenario or that scenario. And you just give me a really brief, this is what's going on. I'll make you a recording. I also offer that. Now, one of the things people don't know I do is tree readings. And I posted about that on Facebook yesterday because it's become quite popular, the tree readings have. And what you do is you draw me a tree and I'll look at the tree, and the tree that you drew speaks to me. It tells me things about you. And I will write up a detailed report on what the tree is telling me. And I usually put in a few extra things in the report for you as well, like maybe I'll draw three cards for you or whatever feels like the thing to do for the particular person I'm reading. And then I send you that report and you have it all written out. And so that's one of the things I do. I can do remote energy healing. I do Reiki. The psychic readings or intuitive readings is also something that I do. And it's a lot like what Cherry was saying. It's more of a counsel of what would you like to create. And what I would do is I would look at the energy from where you're at today. And what does that look like moving forward? And then let's look at, is that what you would like to create? Or would you like to change that? How much of that is in your power? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Whatever comes out in those. And I do channeled letters. The channeled letters, I tap into your council, your angels, or your guides, depending on who wants to bring the message. And I have you ask a question, and we'll focus on that question, and I'll write out what the council, the guides, or the angels will bring in. And I also do coaching, life coaching. So that's I'm just going through my list on the internet here just in case anyone's wondering. These are all things that you can find on my website. And I also do house clearing. I can do house clearing. And Cherry, I know you can do those too. I'm not sure if you brought those up. But house clearing, either remotely or in person, whatever makes you more comfortable, those are also things that are offered on my website. So both Cherry and I have a handful of things that we do. So it's good to ask us what we do. I really enjoy doing the hypnosis and past life regressions and the QHHT sessions. So those tend to be the things that I focus on. And but the other things, you know, we do offer other things other than the one thing that we specialize in. So anyway. I'm done talking now, Cherry.
Whew. Are you? Well, you know, and Bo, I don't know about you, but it feels like this is true for you too. As I do travel, and people gather groups for me in their home or whatever, and I do travel and do that. For me, it's all about, you know, bringing people back to their personal power, you know, and back to really loving who they are and understanding they deserve the very best, and then being able to attract that into their life. You know, we do go through the day-to-day questions. We do answer a lot of this. But for me, people will say, well, how do I make this other person happy? And I look at them and I always go, you can't. It's not your job. And, you know, each person gets to choose happiness or not. Yet, if you want to see a change in those around you, let's take it inward and ask that question, how can I make me happy? How can I choose happiness for myself? And as you do that and you bring happiness, joy, and love into your own life, you're going to see many people outside of yourself shift and change around you. So things like that are really important. Those are, you know, that's a huge message in itself.
That is huge, yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. There's only one person's life that we actually have the option of choosing to change, and that is ours.
Yeah, I changed Cherry's life. She changes. Oh, you mean. Sorry.
Yeah. Good thing Tracy met me. She'd be, man, oh, man, would she be in trouble and despair? Well, you know, the truth of the matter is we can't change anybody else's. So our world starts with us. And as we understand that and then look out and know we're all one, as we step up, elevate up, and really live from our hearts, that sends an energy out and touches each and every being around us. And then it can trigger remembering and awareness for other people. And then the next thing you know is they're living from their hearts too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of how it works with Tracy and I.
I think so. I'm reading Debbie's comment in the chat room, and I just want to share it because it just reiterates what we were saying about your book. It says, the book is amazing to read. I had to read it out loud or I couldn't go on. It was only one chapter a day that I could read too. So, you guys, it's a great book. And do you have a link to how they could get your book, or do they just go to your website?
I do. I don't have any copies at home right now. I am getting ready to order some yet. It can be found on Amazon.com and CreateSpace. And so you can order it from either or, and I will get that information up. So we're keeping an eye on the chat room. So know that we will start with the questions that arrive first on the chat room. I just can't do too many things at once lately. What's wrong with me?
I
know, writing, talking, reading all at once. It's like, hold it, the brain's going, yeah, just slow down a minute.
Oh,
it's like
breathe.
Ah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so I don't think we really had a theme for today other than, hey, it's the last show. Come join
us.
I
think that might be enough.
But you know, we've been doing this show for, has it been 3 years? Something of that nature.
3 years. I think it's over 3 years. Maybe 3 years on Blog Talk and X amount of years before that on Harmony Radio.
Right. Yeah. So appreciating all of you guys who have followed us through all of that, because there's definitely some people in our chat rooms that have been there for everything. And thank you, Julia, for posting Cherry's book and getting that up there for us in the chat room. But, you know, it's been fun to have, you know, the ones that have been following us all along and the new ones that are coming in and say hi, all the callers that call in. And, you know, you guys are, I consider it our show. You know, it's like everybody is a part of this. We couldn't be here without you. And so we appreciate you. And we're not quite sure what the future is going to bring us. As far as how we're going to bring, Cherry and I are going to bring ourselves together again. Rather we do occasional videos or whatever it might be, but we would love for you guys to follow us on Facebook so that when those things come around, we have a way to share it with you. Of course, we'll share it on our websites as well. But you know, it's been quite a journey, and Cherry and I have had our ups and downs over the years. And I just, I'm so pleased with how we've made it through the rough patches and the ups, the downs, and all the amazing things in between. And I think one of our biggest messages that Cherry and I have had for everybody in this awakening era that we're in is that it's not always easy. And I just read an article the other day where somebody was, going on about how light workers are always so light and fluffy and make everything sound so easy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? It's the opposite. If anything, you know, we're here doing our work. We're working on ourselves. We're working at making a loving and brighter world filled with compassion and loving people. But in order to do that, we have to heal ourselves in the process. And so I'm not sure what light workers that particular person was talking to, but I think Cherry and I usually are pretty clear that, you know, there's going to be amazing days and you will never want to go back to the way it was, but you're going to have some hills to climb when you're going through your awakening process. You're going to have your emotions show up. You're going to have old patterns show up that need healed and things that are, you know, not so fun and not so easy and fear-based things that from childhood or whatever that come up and they need healed. And that's why Cherry and I do this work, is because we've been there, we've done that. You know, we still go through our things and we know how important or helpful it can be to have somebody there to be the person to help you, guide you through it, or, you know, keep encouraging you so that you can keep the strength you need to make it to that next step and make it to the top of that hill so that you can have that wonderful, easy side to it, you know, because there's going to always be those little hills and those bumps in the road. And Cherry and I have, you know, we call each other a lot of times when we have these things happen in our lives. And it's just amazing to have somebody be positive and supportive to help you through that. And that's why we love to do this work. So thank you for being here with us. We're, like Cherry said before, we're not going anywhere. We're still here. We're still doing sessions. We're still here for you guys. Reach out to us if you need us and set some things up. We both are very much ready to be here and help you through whatever is coming up in your life, whatever thing you might need help with. So, Cherry, you're so quiet today.
I know. There's so much going on our little chats and stuff. It's like, oh, okay. So I'm listening to you. I'm being polite for a change.
And, what?
What fun is that?
I know.
But I was agreeing with everything you said. You know, the people that listen to us, that bring in their questions, that add their comments, surround us with love and support. You guys are the ones that made this show. We showed up because of you. You know, you helped with that creative spark that said, let's stick it out. Let's stick with it is what I was going to say. Something else that somebody else yelled in, stick it out. But, you know, Tracy, you said something that's very, very valid, is many people believe those who do this work that their life becomes so easy peasy. Maybe later, but not quite yet. We still have our process. We have our life lessons. We have our personal growth. And there are times it comes in easy, and there are times that it feels like one of the largest challenges we've ever had to experience. Yet we're here about growth. And as a matter of fact, they're saying we're here about growth and renewal. And so as we allow ourselves to grow, we actually do renew in many different ways. We renew ourselves, renew areas around us, because it becomes new again. Nothing stays the same. If we try to hold on to it and stay the same, we stagnate. That's one of the reasons, even with the resistance that Tracy and I had about letting something brewing going, and we even talked about just put it, on hiatus, and it just didn't feel right. It's for personal growth. We're being drawn in different directions, you know, not away from each other, but new adventures, new life experiences, and we will be sharing that with all of you. And you know what? I know you all of you are staying connected to us. I know each and every one of you will reach out to us in different times. We do ask for your support, for we are supporting you. And that is how life moves forward. They're going in and out today, kids, and so that's one of the things I always love, because this is who I am. And I can just feel you guys reaching out to us. The us originally started with Tracy and I, and then the group stepped in too. And remember, you're completely supported in everything that you do, and you're heard. Now, here's something interesting going on, Tracy. So I'm going to ask everybody just to close their eyes for a moment. Everybody who's listening, because part of this change is causing some people some discomfort. And so what I'd like you to do is go ahead and breathe into your heart chakra. Just take a deep breath in. Now exhale out through the heart chakra, releasing all of the energy that has been compressing it. Breathe deep into the heart chakra. Exhale out excess energy that is blocking it down. Bring that energy now into the... Oh, goodness, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Do not hold that energy. There's people that are holding compressed energy because of the change, and that's not to be held, and there's a few that reached back for it. See, this is how it works. So what you want to do is breathe deep into your heart chakra. Release the worry, the fear, the anxiety. Just let it go. And then breathe deep into your high heart, 2 inches above, 3 inches above your heart. And do the same thing. Exhale out the worry, the fear, all that isn't supporting you. Now breathe into your throat chakras. And again, allow the energy to dissipate that is blocking you, not allowing you to speak your truth. Now feel how light and airy you feel. People don't always realize when something affects them and they start compressing energy around their heart chakra, the high heart, and their throat chakra. And all of a sudden it became very, very weighty with, as we talked about, leaving. You know, endings are only new beginnings. You've heard that over and over again. As one door shuts, another door opens. You've heard that over and over again. Well, it's true. Again, Tracy and I will be skipping along in a whole new adventure. And we love all of your love and support. Ta-da!
I love it. Skipping along. And by the way, We all got yelled at there for holding our breath or something. It was like, oh!
It's so interesting because many times we don't even realize we're doing it. And being highly sensitive, energetically, empathically, I feel it, but my gosh, the heart chakras were, there was a compressed by energy, the high hearts were compressed, and the throat chakras. So, goodness, goodness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Kathy brought up, she said, Tracy, you are an author as well. I love the book you're in.
True.
I am a co-author in a compiled book called Guided by the Light, Following Your Angelic Guides, and I have 3 or 4 stories in there. I can't remember now, but they are stories, angel stories, and some fun stories, anyways, in that book, Guided by the Light. I put the link in Facebook. So I guess, yes, I am an author as well. I don't have my own book, but I do have one that I am a co-author in, so... Guided by the Light, Follow Your Angelic Guides, full of little angel stories by, I believe, 19 different authors in there. And that was a fun book to be part of. And some of our audience has also been part of that book. So if you're interested in angel stories, that's a good one to get. Okay. Look at the time.
And... the very first question that came in was right after I opened up the chat room. May we take that one?
We may.
Okay. I did send you a copy of it, and we have Lil Larry asking, could I have a reading focused on my love life, please? I am single for years and in my mid-30s. Thanks. And so I did answer that. We're on limited time on the radio, so Tracy. Gosh, you want to start with this one or do you want me to?
Oh, go ahead and start if you already have some information. I'm just kind of tuning into it here, so
Well, Little Fairy, you're reminding me of a wonderful friend of mine named Daryl, and she is a fairy energy, and yours is very light and fairy the same way. And you're waiting for that energy that actually resonates to you, and it really feels as if, you know, it's coming from where, you know, it isn't just your name or anything, but it feels like it's really coming from the fairy realm, manifesting from that area. One of the things to do, because when I'm looking at you, I just see this beautiful being with this amazing energy that's going out and around from her, yet at times you kind of skim over people, you overlook people, and it's because of the world, the way you see it, and in the way you're creating in it. So I'm going to ask you to just slow down a little bit and be able to bring your vision in where you take everything into account, because you've had several come in that would be wonderful mates for you. And we never limit ourselves to just one. You know, if we choose to skip over one, we do bring in another. But it does feel like it's somebody who is very much connected to the elementals. It's interesting because it doesn't feel like it looks much of a fairy, more like a sprite or a gnome almost in that order, but very artistic. And so it's time to open your doors and just let someone in. I would suggest a couple of sites, because one of the things is where you're at feels as if you have limitations in the idea of varieties of those who are walking their spiritual path, or at least where you've been. And there's a website called Like-Minded People, or another one, Green Singles and Spiritual Singles. Those websites are very good for you. And automatically I see somebody I know up in the Seattle area, and it's like your guys' energy matches a lot. But you are in the process of attracting in a mate, and it's okay. You may share the energy, share the spark, share the love. Tracy?
Okay. I kind of heard parts of what you were saying. I think I'm going a different direction than you did, in the fact that when I was tuning into this, I agree that there is somebody from that fairy realm that's going to be resonating with you. But what I was getting is that there is the sense of scarcity going on. Like there's not enough good guys out there, whatever that story that you're telling is, and you're creating the scarcity of a equal and good partner for you. So I asked, where is this coming from? And what it was showing me is that there's a past life where I got the sense that you were in this village or a community where the men went off to a war or to fight a battle, and many of them did not come back. And so there was a scarcity of good men. So that gives me chills to even say it out loud. Anyway, so what I want you to do is just bring in a healing for that lifetime, because it was a very hard lifetime, very sad and very lonely, where you lost a loved one. Or maybe you hadn't even gotten to the point where you've got to have the marriage or anything yet, the union yet. And that actually feels more accurate, and you were fairly young. And so then there was a scarcity of men for you in that lifetime. And so we're just going to send love, light, and healing to that hurt and that pain from that lifetime, the loneliness and the scarcity, and remind your subconscious and conscious mind that you are now in a new lifetime, and you can release that one, let go of the cellular memory of it, and bring in the love and the lessons that you took from that lifetime. Hold on to that, release the rest, and bring in this new energy, because there are plenty of good guys out there, and there is one in particular good guy that is actually looking for you at this moment. So releasing that old energy so that he can find you. There is no scarcity in this lifetime. So that's what I have.
So I hope that helps. And so we are going to move on to a caller. Is that okay?
let's bring in the callers.
Okay. Okay, we have a caller that is on the Skype listening to us, so it shows 1111 as the last four digits. You are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question? Hello, caller?
Caller, you may have mute on, so if you could unmute, and then we can hear you.
Well, we will go on to the next caller. How about that? And then we will try back again with the other one in a little bit. Caller with the last four digits, 3323, you are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question? Hello? Is there really nobody there? Okay, caller with the last four digits, 3323, you may have your mute on. Can you unmute yourself and talk to us?
That is so weird. I hope it's not a Blog Talk problem.
I do too. I mean, I have had some bizarre things going on lately. So, okay. We're going to ask everything that is preventing our callers from actually being heard to now release and step back and open the channels of communication. So we're going to go to caller with the last four digits.
Hello?
2517. Hi, you are on the air.
It's
who
working.
Are we talking? Huh?
It's working. I was thinking
it's working.
Having technical difficulties. Thank you. I got bumped up. That's awesome. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah.
Hi.
Were you sitting there doing a little chant going, the other calls won't work, the other calls won't work? I wasn't asking
you
yet, but I was asking to get on air because I called in late. So help me out.
Great. Did you say it's your birthday?
No. I said,
okay.
Spirit, help me out.
I'm hearing things.
Yeah. Well, when it is
where
your birthday, happy birthday. And, you know, just know that Mary and I are wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what's your question for us today?
So a year and a half ago, I found out that I have some nodules. I'm on the left side of my thyroid. And over the year and a half, I have done a lot of healing work around it, cleared a lot of past life stuff, and also did a lot of like nutritional changes and a lot of supplements. And with that said, nothing much has, well, it's just changed a little bit. The left lobe has gotten a little bit smaller because it was swollen. And now I was not going for a biopsy because, well, I took a blood test and it showed that it's not cancer, but now my naturopath is like, well, maybe you should just get a biopsy already. And I don't know if I really want to go down that path because I heard a lot of things come back inconclusive and then they start talking about removing your thyroid and all this craziness. So what is my question? I feel like I need to find a new naturopath or I don't know. Is there... I'm sort of wondering why haven't the nodules shrunk? I don't have the fear around having the biopsy as much as I did before, but I don't know. I guess just anything you can share about it. I feel like I'm personally over it. The whole scenario and all the healing I've done over the last year and a half.
Okay. Tracy, did you want to step in first?
I can if you want me to. I'm not a medical intuitive, though, so I will put that out there right away. Let's see. So tuning into the throat, the only thing that kept popping up for me was a story I heard years ago where this gal had gone through something similar, and the tumor, or in her case, it was a tumor. It wasn't shrinking, but it wasn't growing. And
right, mine isn't growing either. Yeah.
Yeah. that's what made me think of it. It's like, wow, this sounds a lot like that story. And towards the end of the story, what ended up happening is she sat with and had a conversation with her tumor. And in that process, she started thinking about all the things, all the positive things that came from her having that tumor, because she ended up traveling all over the world trying to find natural ways of healing without having surgery, without having all these things. So anyway, made me think of your situation. I'm getting feedback. Are we
just have a
speaker?
Not for me.
Okay, there we go. That sounds better. Okay, so anyways, so what I would ask you or invite you to do is to have a conversation with the nodules. Ask them what is it that they would like to have happen. Because it sounds like you've already done the work with healing, not being heard, other lifetimes, different things like that. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback, so it's really hard to keep the concentration going.
Yeah, it's weird. It just started, too. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it's coming and going, so right now it's not doing it. What I want you to do is actually find a way to love these nodules. You know, have a conversation with them. Why are they here? What do they want? What do they need? And just spend some time as if you were talking to a small child, whatever it might be that works for you in your mind, and just have a conversation with them to find out what it is that they need in order to shrink and go away. Because it sounds like you're doing the diet, you're doing the healthy things, you have the naturopath, you've got all of the right angles to heal this in a natural way, but maybe the nodules have a message for you. So
okay.
Go into a meditation, ask what it is that they need, and do that. Think about all the positive things that have come from this experience.
There's been a lot of positive things. I mean, 100%. I mean, thank God I went. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but thank God I went through it, because I really cleared a lot of stuff. There was like a lot of energy just sitting there.
Yeah.
So
maybe thank them for being there.
Yeah, maybe that's the end, because I was asking them, what do you guys, I haven't heard anything, and Spirit's just like, just move on. You know, like, that's even my guides, just move on. Move on already. And I said, yeah, I'm ready for that. I mean, I'm picking up exercise. They were telling me I need to start exercising again. I like walk my dog, but they're like, just start jumping on the rebounder again and this and that, and just coming to allowance like that, hey, they might just be here and that's it, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the final is just saying thank you again, rather than what do you need, how can I fix this, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's just like, thank you. That was a cool adventure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And you've released other lifetimes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably always more stuff, but yeah, I was working, doing a lot of that stuff.
It sounded like
past lifetimes and this lifetime. Yeah, I mean, there was like, I don't know if I could curse on your show, but there was an S load of it.
Heal anything future lifetime too, because all time is now, so it's already been in play and that might be affecting it still as well. But Cherry, what do you have for her?
Thank you.
Well, you know, one of the things is the energy. There's energy compressed around it's coming through on the right side of the neck, and then it travels up to the right ear and reaches around the throat, but goes down the right side and on the outer side of the leg. So there's some energy movement that's still and into the back even. And it's just energy is all it is. And many times when we have a traumatic experience of some sort, whether it be from this lifetime or another, the energy gets compressed within our body. I'm with one of the things to do also is to understand when it gets compressed, it can manifest in a different area of the body than where it originates. I'm with Tracy on this. I got really big is have a conversation with this particular area of your body. I do see it as being more of a tumorish type thing, and I can see there's some area of veininess around it. It doesn't feel life-threatening or anything like that, and it isn't going to hurt to have it removed. It will not be that invasive or anything like that, and it might actually free you up on another level. So just saying is, if you do choose to travel that road, it isn't going to cause any a major harm or any real interruption. Changing the naturopaths is not necessary. This person is knowing, and they are very, very aware of your situation, and they are dedicated to their field. I do get that also. Again, listen to the higher hearing. As I'm speaking to you, the energy blocks a little more around the ear, but also goes down to the side of the power chakra. So you do have an energy, just some blocked energy going on there. I'm like Tracy, I won't tell you I'm a medical intuitive, yet I can see different things in the body. And I'm asking, and one of the things when we do focus on something about, oh my God, what do I have to do? All of this, I've got to fix this. Oh, we hold it there. Because mm-hmm. we're so focused on whatever it is, it can't go anywhere. And so it's just seeing it as, and I love to do this, I love to see whatever it is just as a ball of energy. And then see brilliant light in the center of it, and that light growing and dispersing that blocked energy.
Okay.
So it's just a little more information for you. Again, it's the something to look at, because this is coming up. And remember, we can have a traumatic experience when we're younger that affects us and stops the flow of energy. For whatever reason, it shows you at the age of 3, and it feels like somehow a fall of some sort, but and scolding. And then I shows you again at the age of 6.5 and 7. '12, '13, and '17. Those are ages for you to look back at and see anything that would have come up that the child misinterpreted as traumatic. Now, we may think it's nothing as being adults, but the child's interpretation isn't the same. And just listen to your child, hear what she has to say, and then bring her and hold her in your heart and just keep her there. Okay?
Right. When you say like a tumor, because it's a nodule, so is that like the same? Are you considering that the same thing?
Same thing. Yes, on the same order. A nodule growth, an abnormality. Sorry about the words there, but yes, an abnormality. For whatever reason, it does show me with the nodule, it comes out a little bit, but I can see it's like having some small veins in it. So anyway, that's what I'm seeing.
If they there's no way to remove just the nodule. They medical industry, they remove the whole thyroid or part of the thyroid, which I think is extreme. And everything's functioning well. So
it's all functioning well, and with modern medicine changing so quickly. And that, keep an eye out, because it feels like in time they will be able to use, whether it be laser or whatever, to just be able to take that little bit, that spot off. If it does choose to, I've got 2 spots on my lungs that'll never do anything. They just sit there. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not affecting anything. So it's just knowing, though, you do have an option coming up. If it comes down, you choose to go that road. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. I've been saying to the doctor, I said, I know that there's a laser out there. They do that in Italy, so.
Well, and that's it.
Travel to Italy.
Yeah.
Well, the only issue with that is it's a little bit risky, I think, because it's by your voice, like the voice cord. So if something screws up, then I think you might risk. So that was, it needed more research, I think.
Yeah.
But,
and that's,
yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have to move on to the next question.
And great, thank you very much. All right, yeah. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, gosh, should we try...
Let's try one of the other callers, but we do have some questions in the chat. If they're not there,
hi.
Oh, hey,
we got somebody. Hello. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from, and what is your question?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi. I'm sorry you girls are leaving, that this is your last show.
It's our last show here doing this. We're always going to be doing something.
Well,
get on our mailing list. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
Good.
Come follow us on Facebook. We're always posting stuff there. I'm sure Terry and I will do videos. Then you can see us with our pillow hair and crazy makeup days and stuff like that.
I'll check
you
out on Facebook.
Yeah, it would be fun to have you there.
Oh, yeah, and I will also follow you. I'm going to miss calling in to you, though. I'm going to miss you.
Well, we will miss you, too.
We will find ways. Where there's a will, there's a way. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll be doing FaceTime Lives and Zoom classes and stuff like that, too. So
Laura, I have on a Patreon page, we do Monday night meetups for intuitive practice. And it's only $8 a month to be part of that. And so if that's something you're interested in, then you get to see me and talk to me. It's awesome. Okay, what's your question?
I have a job interview lined up tomorrow with an agency for, they have a project that's coming up with a client of theirs, and it would be a long-term contract. Do you see me getting that contract through the agency with this client?
Okay, well, the first thing that came up was the immense amount of doubt you have in your voice when you ask the question. So shift your energy around it. There's a doubt or fear or something around if you did get it. So I'm just going to tune into this a little bit deeper. You have everything it takes to see this through. So I just want you to shift the energy around it a little bit because it's keeping it kind of, if you could imagine reaching out towards this thing you want and it's just right there at your fingertips but not close enough to get a grab on it, that's what I'm seeing in my head right now. And if you shift your energy, it'll bring it in closer and then you can hug it if you want. So so in your mind's eye, I want you to bring that in closer to you and know that you have everything it takes to make that happen, and it'll change the energy around it and it'll bring that project or something better in into your aura and into your field. So Cherry, what do you get on that?
This is the thing about Glenn Second, because Tracy and I pick up a lot of the same information, and I got more important was your worry and fear wrapped around would it happen or this job, and am I good enough, will they see my qualities, all of that. And so that energy going out actually does hold a block in the way for you. And so now don't step into fear. You can dismantle that in a heartbeat and just see yourself and everything that you do in, you know, perfectly, and that you have, you know, so much to offer this company, that you present yourself and they love you, and yes, you get the position. And that's what, go through a couple of visualizations today of stepping in and in your mind going through the interview, and then see them contacting you and saying you have the job, and really feel it inside of you, because you do make a very positive impact on this particular company when you interview, and it is showing that you have a very high chance of getting it. But let yourself move out of your fear and reach for the job and bring it to you, claim it. Right now it's showing as you interview with the hesitancy, you'll keep yourself down at the, you know, like the bottom of the top five, like number five, And you have a very good chance of moving yourself up to number one. So choose to see that you already have a job and feel it. A lot of people say, hold it, you know, I'm doing this visualization. I do the affirmations, but nothing happens. It's because you add energy of emotion to it. What does it feel like having that job? Really love it. See yourself going through the interview and you did great and just congratulating yourself. Feel the success of it. Notice how your energy body's moving even in this one moment. Well, see, that's the energy you want to hold up. And to that, you create your job.
Okay, you Laura, you got to know you're a really good worker. So this is yours. Pull it in. All right. You have a good day. I tell you to let us know how it goes, but you'll have to message us when you become our Facebook friends. Let us know how that goes.
I will.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. We are down to the last 5 minutes.
All right, Cherry. Wow. How do people find you? Let's send it this way. How do they find you?
Well, you can go to cherrydivine.com. And there's a link to all of the various pages I'm on, Cherry Divine LLC, and Facebook friend me, follow me. That keeps you up on what I'm doing and where I'm going. And then you join my mailing list. It's on, you know, on my website. And that also I send out inspirational messages from the ancients. I let you know what retreats I'm doing, what events I'm going to be at. There will be Zoom classes soon, podcasts, so much. You know, it's just building and going forward. And so, gosh, with all of that, thank you so much for supporting the work that I do. And now I'm going to let Tracy speak for herself.
Well, I also want to thank you guys for all the support. Come find me over on tracymahan.com, TracyMahan, or Tracy Mahan, CHT on Facebook. Those are two great places to follow me. Find the information. I have now upgraded and started to join the more advanced technological world where I put a schedule your appointment online button on my website. And you can now schedule online to make appointments. That's been working really well. It's been exciting. It's causing me to be more organized, which is a wonderful thing. Please come find me on Patreon. Just like I was saying earlier, I have a Monday night group that we're just having so much fun doing the intuitive practices. We go from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday nights. That's Pacific time. And I have people from all over that join the group, and we just practice, and I answer questions. Sometimes I pop in with things that I'm getting. It's a lot of fun. And so that's at patreon.com/TracyMahan. Go get signed up to be part of the group. You need to be on tier 3. Like I said, it's $8 a month. It's not going to break the bank, and you get to participate in doing some things that will help you get questions answered and move that intuitive thing up. So come join me over there. So Facebook, website, Patreon page. Those are the three main places you're going to find me. And I would love to see you there. Cherry and I both love you guys so much. Hope that we can all continue to be friends. Come find us on Facebook so we don't lose track of each other. And that way you'll know when the next things come in. Let's see. You have workshops. You got a minute. Talk about your workshops. Throw it out there again.
Oh, my gosh. End of weekend in May, beginning weekend in June, and then in September. Three different retreats going on at Mount Shasta, California, the root center of Mother Earth. Tapping into and becoming aware of yourself. Loving who you are, finding what's holding you back, and being able to address that. Messages not only from me, the ancient, but that group of consciousness of love, yet the Lemurians live around and in Mount Shasta. It's magical. It's absolutely magical. So that's what I'm doing there, and co-facilitating one of the retreats is Vicky Pruitt. She does TRE, trauma release exercise, works with doTERRA oils, oil essences. We combine our energies, and it just turns out to be amazing. Nancy Waldron and I are doing the Mount Shasta journeys. We work with your inner self and your higher self and just spirit. And we will be, Vicki and I are setting up for our Hawaiian retreat coming up in, 2019. We're looking at doing it in May this year. So, you know, busy times. Busy times.
Busy times. I get it. Wonderful.
Love it.
Love you guys. Yeah, love you guys. Can't wait.
Lots of kisses to all of you.
Okay, you guys. I would say see you next week, but that's not going to happen on here. So we'll see you next week in Facebook. We'll
I do
want to
say something, Kim. Yeah. Kim, thank you for joining Cat Media 2 on Facebook. You know, we do go back there off and on, check it out. And so you can also friend me at Cherry Divine LLC, and that keeps you updated on various things. And go to Tracy Mahan and just join our other Facebook pages.
Yeah. Yay. We love you guys, and see you in the next
love
thing
you.
We're doing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.